It was just 2 years ago when ground was broken and construction began. A new chapter in the history of a football franchise and the change in the landscape of downtown Minneapolis. It's hard to believe it was just 24 months ago, as plenty has changed in that short amount of time.
Going well. You know, we're on schedule and the project is moving well forward. But we have about 85% of the project complete, and we have 1,400 workers on site right now. And a couple of the milestones, we have the Skyway is going in, so fans can connect from the parking ramps of the Skyway. We have the seats about one-third in, and the east video board is being installed and is nearing completion. Then we'll move to the west side, so two great video boards that'll provide that great fan experience.
For Lester Bagley and others who fought so hard for this stadium to happen, the process coming to an end is a rewarding time. As construction enters the final home stretch, it brings much excitement to see the progress and developments throughout this long journey.
Yeah, it's amazing. Our fans are anxious to get in there. Some of our community leadership has been through, the Super Bowl group has been through, and then we broaden out to the national media. We've done a good job of inviting media in. You take a look at it and see that we've been advocating for 12, 13 years that this is going to be a great fan experience, a great stadium, a great benefit to our community. And this is going to be a very progressive stadium, a signature element on our skyline in Minneapolis, and really something of which everybody in the state will be very proud.
As winter slowly makes its way to the upper Midwest, it brings a new phase in the construction process. A shift from the building's exterior heads inside as the crew works on the interior during the cold months ahead.
We're very adept and skilled at working through the winter, but that comes with a bit of complication, particularly when there are prolonged periods of extremely cold weather. The enclosure milestone this past fall of 2015 was extremely important to achieve to ensure that we were going to be in very good position to open up the building in July. Having worked now just 8 more months through the winter in an enclosed building really sets the stage for that successful completion.
Construction on U.S. Bank Stadium is getting closer and closer to the end, and opening day is right around the corner. But there's still a large amount of work ahead. A new aspect of Sundays for the Minnesota Vikings at their new home was highlighted last month with the Vikings and the Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority announcing the addition of a legacy ship to Medtronic Plaza. Funded privately by the Vikings, the feature will transform the typical stadium marquee video board into a landmark that will be a big piece of the plaza.
Much like the glove at Target Field, where kids can sit in it and get your picture taken in this decor Viking longboat, cool fan experience. So they're excited about that. And that's been part of our vision from the beginning, that to deliver a project that represents our community, our state, our five-state region, Viking fans, make sure we have a tradition and with the Vikings. But there's also an opportunity to partner with some Minnesota companies. In addition to U.S. Bank Stadium and our great partnership with U.S. Bank, you know, we've announced over the last few weeks, Medtronic Plaza, great Minnesota company that's naming the plaza. We have founding partners Pentair and Polaris, again, a couple of great Minnesota companies that have decided to partner with the Vikings on the stadium, and it'll be great for them, for our fans, and for the community.
The legacy ship will be just one of the many iconic parts of U.S. Bank Stadium that fans will see when the doors open in just 8 short months. A dream that seemed so far away when construction officially started just over 2 years ago. But as the calendar begins to turn and 2016 is upon us, there is plenty of excitement building as U.S. Bank Stadium takes final shape and a new era in Vikings football will be upon us.
It's great. I mean, there's a ton of work going on and a lot of decisions that need to be made in this 8-month stretch here, less than 8 months to go before it opens. But what's been kind of interesting and cool for me the last few months is when we brought national media in, and we've seen this from national media perspective, that the how fascinating this project is, how this is going to be a great best stadium in the league, state-of-the-art, best fan experience, and we're starting to see this from an outside perspective, and that helps because we're nose at the grindstone here to make sure that it opens on time and gets done. And it will, but when we see it from the outside perspective, that's the exciting part.